63% of Americans say they're falling behind on the cost of living. Yeah, I think that probably makes sense. New polling data shows the majority of Americans report they're falling behind. It came from NBC News, did this poll. I share it with you because what I'm seeing here are polls from ABC News, Washington Post, NBC. Not exactly the bastions of conservative thought, right? Let's see here. 58% of Americans disapprove of President Joe Biden's handling of the economy, according to the NBC. 58%. Do not like the way Joe Biden is handling the American economy. 63% of those asked say their income falling behind the cost of living. That poll points to inflation, which has soared since Biden took office and has been a political thorn on the Democrats' side. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics releasing inflation data last week showing that prices rose across a range of items in August, but the overall inflation rate was dampened by an unusual fall in gas prices from record highs before that. However, food prices shot up in the last year. Food at home indexed 13.5% over the last 12 months, the highest since March 1979. That according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Other food at home rose 16.7%. And the index for cereals and bakery products up 16.4%. The remaining major grocery store food groups posted increases ranging from 9.5%, fruits and vegetables, to 16.2%, dairy and related products. On top of that, a Morning Consult Politico poll released in August found that only 24% of those asked expected the Inflation Reduction Act to actually do anything. 34% say it'll make it worse. And the anomaly here is that Biden's approval ratings have been ticking upward, at least they were. The economy, immigration, and crime still surpass all other issues for voters. So the economy, inflation, crime, yeah. Which is good news for Republicans, if they can do something with it and not be feeble and not spend all their time wasted running around trying to impeach this person or that. I have an idea. Yeah, does Joe Biden deserve to be impeached? Probably. But the American people deserve Republicans that'll have a spine and stick to what they're supposed to do and do as they what they're elected to do. Right? That's what really matters. The Republicans do what they are elected to do. I mean, look at what's happening in Europe. An energy crisis. Yeah. Let's see here. Statues, historic buildings are dark. A lot of people who, like bakers, going out of business, they can't afford to fire their ovens. Fruit and vegetable growers are letting greenhouses stand idle. In Eastern Europe, where it's poor, people are stocking up on firewood. In Germany, if they're looking for a heat pump, get in line 6 months out. Let's see here. Zingburger is in Hungary. Restaurants running grills at a limited capacity because their increase in electricity bills is 750%. The costs, high energy supplies, tight relief programs are being rolled out, shake up electricity and natural gas markets as it prepares for rising use this winter. The question is whether it will be enough to avoid government-imposed rationing and rolling blackouts after Russia cut back natural gas. And I direct your attention back to the United Nations in 2018 when Donald Trump warned the Germans that they're making a colossal mistake by allowing Russia to control so much of their energy. And they laughed. The Germans laughed at Donald Trump when he said, you're making a huge mistake, depending so much on Russia. The war on energy has turned into an economic crisis. Prices are at record highs, fluctuating wildly across Europe. Government's working hard to find supplies and solutions, but it's too late. The Eiffel Tower is dark. Yep. Gas storage facilities are 86% full right now, but they're in real trouble. The ability of Europe to get through winter may really depend on climate change. If they have a cold, snowy winter, they're screwed. They better pray for climate change. They better pray for it, because if they get a big, cold, nasty winter like we're supposed to get in North America, well, it could really crush them. I wonder who'll be laughing then. By the way, Spain and France have built a gas pipeline. It's already there. It's an existing natural gas pipeline from Spain to France through the Pyrenees. It's boosted capacity by 18% and could be used immediately if France requests it, says Spanish Energy Transition Minister Teresa Ribera. Spain and France are currently connected via two gas pipelines, which could carry gas from Spain to its neighbor to the north if necessary. The interconnector, which passes through Irun, has successfully completed the technical startup test to increase capacity by 18% over current levels, which means that if it was fully utilized in the direction of France, the interconnector could provide 6% of France's natural gas consumption. That is significant. Oh, look, pipelines? You mean they work? Oh, my gosh. Pipelines work. And they're better for the environment. Wow. Really? Oh, here's one other little tidbit for you before we head for sports. 98% of the people eligible to get a COVID booster, you're not getting it. Only 1.5% of those in line to get another shot have gotten it. Barely 1.5% of Americans eligible to receive the updated COVID shot have bothered to go get one, according to federal data, a sign that U.S. antipathy to the shots continues to grow, even as experts have insisted on the need to regularly receive a new COVID booster. Yeah, how about this? That was my international sign of disapproval flying. Hey, Joe Biden here. This is yours. Yeah. There you have it. Nobody's getting the vaccination because they have functioning brains. And they know better. They're smarter than that. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Then I will have sports with Brock Palmbush. Don't go anywhere.
When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people, start at the shelter, because that's a great idea. But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter too, but if that doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses and loving nuzzles and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better, and the Barking Boutique was born. Now with several locations in West Michigan, the Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years. They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends. So before you just start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family, start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me, you're going to love the Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com.